Lisa Jackson's film, The Greatest Silence, is about rape in Congo. The documentary was featured in the Human Rights Watch International Film Festival last year. Since then, the film has inspired ordinary people and policymakers to take action on the issue. In 2006, Lisa Jackson traveled to Congo on a news assignment. There, she met dozens of women and girls who were raped by militia fighters, rebels, and Congolese soldiers. She asked a local group to assemble rape survivors for interviews.
And the next day, 18 women showed up, all who wanted to talk to me about their stories, and each one was more horrifying and pulverizing than the one before. I realized that for each woman who was telling me their story, there were thousands who I would never talk to, and that their stories needed to be told. So at that moment, I committed myself whole heart to getting their stories out there.
Jackson had something in common with the Congolese women. She was gang raped in 1976 in Washington, D.C.
They asked about the war that was happening in my country. I told them there'd been no war in Washington, D.C. back then, and that any woman could become a victim at any time.
The women in the film share their stories of rape in painful detail. The film also features heroes, a male doctor who repairs fistula, a police officer who Jackson calls a one-woman special victims unit, and Jackson's friend and translator, who is fighting to protect his daughters. Jackson says women often come up to her after screenings to tell their own stories of rape. And audience members have helped push for justice for Congolese women.
The Human Rights Watch screenings, of course, attract a lot of activists, a lot of policymakers, a lot of people from local NGOs, and I've had countless opportunities to exploit that audience. People want to set up foundations. They want to use a pre-existing organization to channel money to the Congo. If the DRC wasn't on their agenda, suddenly it is.
The film helped put Congo on the agenda of former United States Ambassador to the UN, Zalmay Khalilzad. After attending a screening, he spoke about the issue in front of the UN Security Council. Soon after, the Security Council passed a resolution that classifies rape as a weapon of war.
But I think the bigger result has been the galvanizing of public opinion around the issue. People who had never, who couldn't find Congo on a map, now suddenly are organizing, have become activists, or donating money, or passing the film along, websites, links, reading all they can, having house screenings, pressing the film on friends, and beginning to see real coalition of people coming together around the issues that the conflict in the Congo raises because of the film.
Back in Congo, the documentary has helped open up the conversation about sexual violence.
I took the film back to show it to everyone who was in it last year, and they said, "We are happy that the world is seeing this and that the time for silence is over."
Jackson hopes her film will help pressure the Congolese government to prosecute rapists, especially those who are in positions of power in the Congolese army. For Human Rights Watch, I'm Christina Salerno.